I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Democratic candidates vying to lead the city of Bridgeport met for their first debate this week. Incumbent Mayor Bill Finch, former Mayor Joe Ganim, and businesswoman Mary Jane Foster squared off at an event sponsored by the AARP of Connecticut, the NAACP, and the Greater Bridgeport Latino Network. Topics included economic development, education, and public safety. But Finch kept returning to the issue of public trust. Challenger Joe Ganim was convicted in 2003 of corruption in City Hall, steering contracts in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in wine, clothes, cash, and home improvements. He spent 7 years in federal prison. Finch said his leadership was based on what was best for Bridgeport's families.
And our families have been through a lot. They've been through the Great Recession, one of the worst corruption scandals in the history of our country. But we've roared back. Trust is back in the city of Bridgeport.
That audio from Radio Cumbre. Ganim said as mayor, he'd make Bridgeport a city that once again works for everyone by tackling problems head on.
Taxes being out of control. Neighborhoods being overrun by violent crime. A school system that's failing our children.
Foster charged the Finch administration with a lack of transparency.
When we ask for transparency in things as simple as financial reporting and the budget and so forth, we don't get it.
And the issue of transparency and the availability of daily crime statistics led to hoots and hollers from the crowd and a heated exchange between the moderator, Connecticut Post reporter Ken Dixon, and Mayor Bill Finch.
The weekly news conference isn't going to cover a shooting that happened last night.
Let me do the best I can at answering three opponents now.
It was the first debate ahead of a hotly contested September Democratic primary. The mayoral candidates could face each other again in November if the challengers can round up enough signatures for a place on the ballot. Diane Orson, WNPR News.